KQED.
Yesterday, we looked at one of the more alarming trends in prescription drug abuse. As the street price of powerful pain pills like OxyContin has soared, some teens and young adults are turning to heroin for a cheaper high. Addiction specialists say this trend is leading to a growing number of overdoses in wealthier areas of California, including Orange County. In the second of our stories produced in collaboration with California Watch, Sarah Varney reports on a mother who lost her daughter to a heroin overdose and a young woman who struggled to break free of addiction.
The tattoos and scars running up and down Anna Taylor's arms trace her slide from overweight choir singer to teenage drug addict. 22-year-old Taylor grew up in Dana Point, an affluent community near Laguna Beach, and attended a nearby Catholic school, dutifully wearing a plaid skirt and cardigan to class every day. In ninth grade, she moved to the local public school and sang in a prestigious arts program, jazz, opera, pop, and blues.
Singing was my life up until I started doing drugs, you know, and then my life turned to drugs being everything and singing coming last.
Taylor discovered drugs at 14 when she started sneaking pain pills from her dying father's medicine cabinet.
The first night, like, we ever did it, like, my girlfriend was like, you know, maybe we should try it. Like, what's the big deal? Like, your dad seems to be happy when he takes them. Like, I think we would be fine. And, like, the first night I took the pills, I don't even know what I took. It was some opiate, something really strong, probably, like, I don't know, probably a morphine pill. Because, like, I was just, like, numb, you know? And it's just, like, as soon as, like, it kicked in, I, like, did not have a care in the world. Not one care.
This kind of initiation into prescription painkiller abuse is common. More than 70% of first-time abusers obtain pills from friends or relatives for free, according to government surveys. But by the time Taylor's father died of cancer 2 years later, the OxyContin and other pills were losing their punch. That carefree feeling that first hooked her was less and less attainable. After Taylor underwent gastric bypass surgery, the relentless pull of addiction led her to illegal drugs she had once sworn never to try. When a friend offered Taylor heroin, she said yes.
It scared me because I've never done that before, but as soon as, like, it hit me, like, it's weird talking about, but it's, like, the best feeling I've ever had in my whole entire life.
Taylor went to great lengths to feed her addiction. She'd score heroin at Narcotics Anonymous recovery meetings and made risky late-night runs to Santa Ana, buying it from back-alley dealers.
Me and my friend would go up there, and she was 16, and I was 18. I mean, we were two young girls, like, going to pick up heroin. Like, we had no idea what we were doing.
Drugs come in and out of vogue, with use influenced by potency and price. For hardcore addicts like Taylor, abundant Mexican black tar heroin is now a cheaper option than many painkillers sold on the street. Experts say that's one reason heroin overdoses among young people have nearly doubled in Orange County since 2007. But the switch from pills to heroin is catching many parents unaware.
I never saw marks on her arms. You know, she would wear tank tops and stuff.
Tish Westrup is a striking blonde-haired mother of two, whose daughter Cassie died of a heroin overdose last year. Walking through her well-appointed home in the rural community of Menifee, Westrup passes a poster-sized photo of Cassie over the entryway.
I think some people go through a point where they just don't want pictures out, but I've had them out from the beginning because it helps me.
Cassie Westrup followed a path to heroin similar to Anna Taylor. She was in fashion design school and living in Orange County. Over lunch one day, she began sobbing uncontrollably, confessing to her mother that she was hooked on OxyContin.
At that time, I didn't realize the addictive nature of the OxyContin. So I thought, well, I'm just going to run to the health food store. We're going to get a liver cleanse, and we're going to get this, and we're going to get that, and we're going to do it the holistic way, and we're just going to flush your system. And that didn't happen.
Like many other addicts, Cassie went in and out of pricey rehab centers, and her mother tried to keep a close watch on her. Then one night, she shot up heroin with a 19-year-old boy she knew from weekly rehab meetings. Cassie, then 22, drove home and stumbled into her bedroom. Westrup confronted her.
And I said, what, you're high on something right now. What did you do? She told me Oxy.
Unaware her daughter had actually taken heroin, Westrup told Cassie to go to bed and they would talk in the morning. Upstairs, she and her husband debated whether to call 911 or the police. Westrup decided to sleep in a loft that had a view of Cassie's door. She woke throughout the night and saw the light still on in Cassie's room. At 6 a.m., she went to check on her daughter.
When I heard the TV on and I still saw the light under the door, I just had a really bad feeling. And then when I opened the door, I knew instantly. She was in her bed under the covers, and she just, you know, her arms were crossed. She had a remote in one hand, and looks like she just was sleeping.
Cassie's heart had stopped beating. Westrup told this story sitting on her couch just a few feet from where her daughter died. That was last year. Her days now are filled with raising her 12-year-old son and running a foundation that promotes awareness of drug and alcohol abuse in schools. Anna Taylor has also seen death close up.
It's like taking over. I have never heard of so many people dying in my whole entire life.
But after surviving two overdoses and losing several friends to heroin, she quit taking drugs. She moved in with her mother and spends her time working with other recovering addicts and taking care of her young children.
It's like I can be like that mom that I wanted to be now because like I'm taking this seriously this time.
Taylor has been sober 9 months. She's distanced herself from her past, but it's not always easy. When she sees someone doing drugs at a party, she has to rely on her willpower to walk away or risk losing everything all over again. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
Our stories this week on heroin and prescription drug abuse were co-reported with Erin Marie Daly and Michael Montgomery in collaboration with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. To hear the first story and to see a video on the lives of Tish Westrup and Anna Taylor, visit our website, californiareport.org.